Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it. And we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Hello, everyone. I'm so grateful that you have tuned back into the show. So thank you so much for being here. And today's guest is Liana Luzin. She was born and raised in Moscow, Russia. She immigrated to Canada at the age of 14. And while learning English as a second language, Liana found that artistry, including her passion for photography and jewelry making, was really helpful for her to become grounded and a way of expressing herself as she faced the challenges of life in a new country. So as her life evolved, Liana became a mother, which ignited her desire to use her passion to contribute to a better future. In the summer of 2014, the idea of rocking vibe glimmered in her heart, and it wasn't long before that spark became a fierce fire and rocking vibe was created, which is an incredible jewelry company. And Liana's been a friend of mine for over a decade. I met her in the fitness industry. We will share more of that story, but I really love her story because of her journey along the way, from when I used to know her in the fitness world now to having three children and really following her soul. She's pretty much done it better than majority of the women that I've met because she's just leaped. So we're going to talk all about the fear that comes around it, what it looks like, the mindset that it takes to actually follow your soul, and all of the questions and doubts that can come up, but what to choose when you start to have those. So you guys, let's get started. Liana, I'm so excited for you to be on the show today, not only because, like we were just talking about, we just get to have an awesome conversation and record it for content, but because we have such an awesome history together. We go way, way back, but somehow we've been able to continue to cross paths and be in each other's lives. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh my gosh, Lori, thank you so much for bringing me on here. I know it feels like we've kind of like grown up together in our, I would want to say like adult life, because you now stopped growing, right?
Totally. Yeah, so
it's been awesome just watching you grow and having myself grow up as well at the same time and just evolve into our present roles right now.
I love that. And how many years ago and how many babies ago for you was it? I think I was 25 when I very first met you. I'm going to be 37. What? How did this like over a decade?
Over a decade, yep.
And how many babies?
Three babies for me. Wow. and a puppy. Two puppies now, actually. But yeah, and it's like I remember, I just remember so many different aspects of our lives and so many different stages that we've gone through parallel, yet a world apart, like being in different countries, yet having that connection.
I know. I love that. That's something that's so magical that social media and the internet has done for us if you really use it in a positive way. So for people who don't know you, I really want them to know, I want you to talk all about that journey from maybe when we first met, even before that, if you want, maybe just a little bit about growing up and all the way to where you are now, just so people can start to understand, and then we'll dive into what you're doing right now.
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Moscow in Russia. And we moved here when I was 14, and it was an interesting move. It was literally an overnight pack your bag. Wow. You are coming to Canada to start a new life, and it was full of excitement. It was a really positive change. It was at the time when USSR was transforming, and my mom was already here for a year working. Mm-hmm. And then she just decided, you know what, I'm not going to go back. I am going to bring my family here. So we literally left everything behind and with so much excitement came to Canada and started new lives. I didn't know the language. I didn't have any friends. It was like literally a new amazing start.
Did she just want an opportunity for you, or was that just where did it
basically
come out of?
With everything going on in USSR, it just, for her, she felt she could give us such a better future and, like you said, opportunity to make a better life than we could have ever had back home. Mm-hmm. So she jumped on that. We came here. And like I said, it was a really exciting time. Mm. You know, I never looked back and regretted it. It was always like there was so many struggles, but it was like a positive growing experience.
So you're 14. You don't know the language yet. Like what was that even like when you came over here?
Do you know, it's so, I think the way I was raised was to adjust to any situation. So I never felt like it was really, really hard. Like there were moments when, I felt like out of place. And actually that's when I discovered jewelry and beading. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that more, but that was my first kind of, way of discovering it. But the challenges, I just rolled with the punches. Mm.
So I met you in the fitness world through Kathy Savage. We were at a fitness camp and you were, I mean, honestly, I walked in and I remember you were doing, I think you were doing your routine. So you were like flying in the air and doing the splits and like you just had so much energy. It was insane. It's like you just immediately spoke through your eyes and your energy. You didn't even have to say a word. But when did that come in? When did the gymnastics and when did this interest in fitness begin?
I would say also at the time that I moved to Canada, basically what ended up happening now that I reflect back, and at a time, you know, when you're going through that, you don't really understand what's happening, mm-hmm. but I did have a big language barrier and communications was difficult, mm-hmm. right? I didn't have the right words. People couldn't really understand me. I didn't understand a lot of the times when people were talking to me. So human movement and nonverbal communication, I became really interested in it, and it became my way of communicating, and dance, gymnastics, all that was sort of like a language to me. Mm. You know, that's kind of where that interest and that passion for that came from.
Mm. So did you enroll in classes or how did that work?
Yeah, I started doing gymnastics. My mom actually is a gymnastics coach, and that's why she came to Canada, was to be a coach here in Canada. And so when I came to Canada, I also signed up for gymnastics, and I just loved it, and I embraced it, and it became a big passion, a passion of mine. And that's when I discovered fitness after, you know, finishing school, because it gave me an ability to travel and perform and compete and just checked off so many things I loved in life. Mm. And okay. Meet new people like yourself.
Totally. You know what's so amazing about you is that I loved watching your career in fitness, not only because you were so amazing at what you did and you were, I mean, you placed well, you were constantly, you know, always, I think I remember you always being in the top placements. And then all of a sudden I remember you following your passion and saying, you know what, I want to do photography. I want to be a photographer. And right away, it wasn't like, oh, I just want to take pictures. It was like, no, I want to shoot covers of magazines.
Yeah. That's exactly like, that, Lori.
So how did that, like, where does that come from? Not just like, oh, I want to try this, or just that immediate response to not only follow your passion, but to think big with it.
I think I have to say big thank you for my upbringing for that. And reflecting back once again, I was wired with that mindset. I grew up watching my mom mm-hmm. accomplish every single thing she put her mind to. And not because it landed on her lap, because she never gave up. She never questioned herself. Mm-hmm. Coming to Canada at her age with two daughters who are 14 years old, independently, like moving them across the country and just like saying, this is going to work, this is going to be amazing. And also having us feel excited about it and not scared. Mm. Like she just modeled such an amazing, in an amazing way that I just know, like deep, it's like this deep knowledge inside of me that if I want to do this and if I can do this. Mm. And so with photography, it was like, there was two times in my life when I was certain about something, like literally the lights went on. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like you were yes. in the dark and all of a sudden somebody turns a light on and you can just see and there's like no one seeing.
Yep.
That was the moment that you're talking about, Lori. Mm-hmm. I was actually, interesting story. I was climbing Mountain Kilimanjaro with my best friend and we were in the like very top elevation. It was freezing. And I spotted this plant that's thriving in the middle of desert. Nothing else is surviving anymore because of elevation. And there's this green plant, like literally everybody else has already gave up and it's just thriving. And I made everybody stop. I took out my point and shoot cheap little camera. And I was like, I just have to take a picture of that because I felt it. Mm. It was this feeling. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is magical. Like, you know, and I wanted to capture and remember that moment. And as I took that picture, the lights went on. I want to take pictures for a living. Mm. You know, I came back to Canada. Within a month, I quit my job. I rented an apartment downtown Toronto. I bought a used camera and I moved to the big city to be a professional photographer.
I love that.
Not even a doubt in my mind, because that's how I was wired. Like, you know, I was broke and I was struggling, but I was sure that this is going to work.
Mm. But you just said so much of the magic formula. I mean, so many things that you just said. You said your mother modeled excitement for you. So even though she may have had those moments of fear, when you stay in excitement, we're basically choosing, right? We're always choosing between we can be scared of it or we can be excited about it. And that's all it is, because at the end of the day, it's like I have some big things coming up that I can choose fear every single day and feel anxious, or I can be like, wow, this is exciting. It's new. It's different. And it's a choice of how you're going to feel and go about it. And it's just, it's a choice.
It is. And like now that I'm on my own and like I am a mom and I'm modeling, there are times when I'm scared of things, like, because now, like before it was just me, right? Like, So like I could make it work, but now the responsibility of raising a family, being responsible for three little humans. And I would say choose bravery, just trust, like, just like the fear will be there. You can't escape it, but like, you know, you can still like show up and trust. And fear is exciting. You know,
it is exciting because the opposite of fear, I mean, what would the opposite of fear be? Well, it'd obviously be love, but I guess also just neutrality. It's kind of like where you are not feeling anything. When I feel fear, it's like, okay, I'm vital. I'm alive at least.
Yeah. It's not progress. Like fear, it means progress is on the rise. That's what it means to me. Like get excited because things are going to happen. You're scared right now. Good. Like, you know, how amazing is that? Progress is about to shift.
Oh my God, that's so good. So did you have any moments when you started doing your photography? Because you guys, she has had, how many covers did you end up submitting and doing?
A lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I shot quite a bit of, yeah. Did I have any moments of doubt or fear? Doubt? Of course, like it always lurks in the bag, but like I think my desire and my passion like overpowered it every single time. It's like if I don't, it'll never happen. So doors kept on shutting. Like, you know, some people think that like, oh my gosh, you became so successful. You cut so many lucky breaks. And it may seem like that, but it's not that I cut lucky breaks. It's that I was persistent. I kept at it. I kept growing. I just kept knocking. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't let the negativity or the closed doors affect me once again, because I had this passion and this trust, like this is what I want to do. And I am in control of what I wanted, what will be.
That's so amazing.
The time was going to pass anyway. And it's just like, even when I didn't believe, I just knew what I wanted.
So why not, right? Because it's like you might as well enjoy it. Even if you're not getting the yeses, it's about that ability to create. And I know you're such a creative. So what is that like for you when you follow, you know, there's a lot of people on this podcast who are listening who I think are feeling really suppressed or upset or like they're not living in their purpose. And a lot of times we think our purpose has to come right away out of the things that we love. But for you, it's like, and for myself, I've realized the journey of just creating, you know, and knowing that we get to just share that creation. So what does that look like for you? What does it feel like when you're not creating and sharing, opposed to when you are following your soul hit to create?
So some days I'll be in the complete flow of things, right? And things will come easy and it's just gonna feel right. Like you're going almost like on a straight line, right? Mm-hmm. From point A to point B. And then I think you're talking about those times when you're not going to point A and B. You're zigzagging all over the map. You're backtracking, you're making the wrong turns and you're feeling stuck or you don't even know where the point B is, right?
Yes.
That's scary part is like, I'm there a lot as well. Like when I create, sometimes I'm like, but I don't even know what the end point is going to be or what am I doing here? You know, stuff like that happens and you just keep showing up. You know what? My best advice and the best thing I've done for myself is I became intuitive with myself. I started studying myself. So with me, Lori, being a creative individual and having both of my businesses, so the success of the businesses solely depend on how creative I am. Mm-hmm. Talk about pressure, like to keep being innovative and putting things out there. You know, sometimes I'll feel blocked or like I won't be able to figure out how to get to that flow. So I started paying attention to what it is that really creates those moments of what's the word I'm looking for? Like when you, the zone, right? Like when you're like, when it becomes easy. And I think it's something that every one of us can do. And it's something that is not really taught in schools. Yeah. To pay attention to inwards, to what certain senses make us feel and what outside stimuli creates that energy, right?
Okay, we're going to talk about that in 1 second, but I want them to know what you're talking about, what your second business is that requires you to be so creative. So tell us a little bit about that, and then I'm going to move you back into the zone because I need to hear these.
Yes. Okay, so I'm a photographer and I'm also a jewelry designer. I created a brand called Rocking Vibe, and it's about being the master of your destiny. It's an empowering brand. The way it came about was my second moment of the lights going on one day. I alluded to the fact that when I moved to Canada, one of my ways to sort of get grounded or fit in became jewelry making and beading. And when I became a mom, I started feeling sometimes those moments when I needed to get grounded, or like, you know, like sometimes it almost felt like I had no idea what I was doing, or like things got too much. You really get, tested. Like, you know, kids don't come with a note or a guidebook, or like, you know, like really you kind of have to figure it out. So during those moments, I found myself turning back to the crystals and, you know, playing with them and jewelry making, and that would get me grounded. So, you know, the second aha moment, was when I spend a ridiculous amount of money on crystals, having two kids already and holding them in my hand and just not being able to put them down. I was like, these are coming home with me. I cannot not buy them. And buyer's remorse on the drive home, and then a light bulb. They are here for a reason. You bought them because you're going to share your passion for jewelry making with the world. Mm. Like, swear to God, the lights went on and the whole concept unfolded in front of me.
So when that happens, because I think that happens to a lot of people and they get scared to follow it, because like you said, you stay excited and you pay attention to those moments of the lights going on and like knowing that that's something that's going to be beautiful for you. But that's where people bring in their logical brain and say, no, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's going to be this. What would you tell people about when you get those moments? What do you do? How do you keep it going?
You intuitively figure out why you're scared. What was it in your upbringing that like you have that mindset and you fix it? Mm-hmm. You know, like for me, luckily enough, that was one of the things that was done properly. However, there are a million other things that I work on daily that I need to fix. And recognizing that that needs to get fixed is the most powerful thing you can do for yourself. So I'll share this. For me, it's asking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Coming from a mama who was like super strong and super independent, I never seen her ask somebody for help. Mm. She's always done it on herself. So growing up, that was the right way for me to do. Well, you know what? In this day and age, people need people. So I am learning to ask. I'm putting myself in those situations. And I regret those moments when I don't ask. And I beat myself up over it. And I would imagine that's how some people feel scared, or that's a limiting belief or something that holding them back from pursuing their goals. Is work backwards and figure out how you can fix that. Because once you can move that mountain out of the way, then you can keep going. So it's all about that intuitive self-development work of going, learning about yourself. Learn why you're saying no and not yes. Learn why you're backing down and not going forward. Figure out, and it's sometimes peeling off those layers is a very difficult, scary, and almost like at first, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like paralyzing process. Okay, but don't sugarcoat it for yourself. Like, you know, you can kind of like put on the mask and like, you know, show the world a different part. Like you're so brave and you're going for it. But in outside, like when you're just alone with yourself, be honest with yourself, because that's where progress will come. So when you're feeling like this is the pull and there's something holding you back and you're scared, just like dial it, like go backwards and see like what is it that's holding you back and try to work on it. because we all have our, you know, our strengths and our weaknesses, and knowing our weaknesses is even more powerful than knowing your strengths.
I agree with that.
Right? Like, even like look at athletes, for example. Some athletes are great. They have a lot of speed, but maybe they don't have a lot of strength, right? Mm-hmm. And knowing that, they can work on the strength and get the strength there to become a well-rounded athlete.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because even the way that you've always spoken, it's like you, when you follow those gut hits, those soul hits, those, this is it. It's like, that is life-giving. That's how you stay in the excitement. That's how you stay in the energy. And of course, all of the reasons why it may not be smart or may not happen are going to come up. But if you follow mm-hmm. that energy, it's like it will give you the life, the energy, and the whys if you just continue to tap into that excitement. So that's like, that is the word for this podcast, is just like that excitement, staying excited and choosing excitement over fear. Okay, so let's talk about your getting in the zone and paying attention to, you know, the things that make you feel like you're in the zone and, in, you know, creative, because you are busy. Like, you are a busy woman. You don't have a ton of time, yet when you do have it, it's like, how do you turn that creative light switch on?
So yeah, like realizing that my entire success and financial freedom comes from being creative, mm-hmm. Sometimes can be very scary. And also, being a mom of three, I really am responsible for three human lives. So, you know, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'm mom mode. When before they go to school, you know, there's lunches, there's brush your teeth, there's put your clothes on. And then from 4 o'clock on, my day is over. So I literally have those few hours to run the two businesses and every aspect of two businesses. And then I'll probably get an hour to really create. And so I kind of have this formula that I developed for myself that I want to share, that I think that others can use as well. And it can be really helpful in figuring out how for them to get into the flow. So every time I feel my heart swell or something happen, or, you know, like when I start paying attention to that, my energetic moods, I guess. And when it shifts, when something triggers me in a positive way, I stop and I acknowledge, what is it? Was it the sun shining? What time of the day it is? Where am I? Am I sitting down? Am I sitting up? Are my feet in the grass with my toes barefoot on the grass? You know, am I wearing cotton? Like, all those little things. Like, I pay attention to all six of my senses. Like, you know, every sense possible. And like, what's the smell in there? And then throughout the day, I pay attention to what triggers me when I'm not in the creative flow. Like, what's different? Is there no daylight? What time of day is it? What music is playing? What sounds are there? What colors am I seeing? Like, that whole feng shui thing. I just started, like, when I realized how important it was for me to be able to get into the zone in 5 minutes and produce something that will put food on the table for my kids.
Yeah.
I had no choice but to be like, okay, let's figure out what makes me tick. Right.
Yeah.
So again, I just started like learning. I became, intuitive with myself. That's the word I keep mm-hmm. using, but that's literally what it is. Mm-hmm. And now when I need to come up like with even like something simple, like an Instagram post that is emotional enough, I can quickly spin myself into that state by knowing the tools that I need to do. I'll put on that music, that soundtrack, that just kind of like the vibration of those sounds get me there. You know, I'll put my feet out on the grass. Like, I'll literally take off my socks and stand on earth and like just ground myself so that there's no, like, you know, Wi-Fi or anything around. And it's going to be different for everybody. But even like taste wise, is it that, you know, that spearmint tea that you enjoy? Like, what is it that like you really enjoy? And seriously, Lori, it's been such a powerful tool, knowing myself and being able to be productive in the creative space.
I totally feel you because I do so much of that same thing before writing or if I have to go and do something creative. And I can't imagine, like, I know my times too. I know if it is after 4 o'clock, it's not happening, like not going to happen. I can do it, but it's not inspired. It feels like I'm pushing a boulder uphill.
Right. And you know what? It's so different for everybody. I'm going to quote Danielle Laporte. I watched an event one time when she was live, and she was talking about meditation and how everybody needs to meditate. And I have this block with meditation. I get really angry when I meditate. And she said something like, meditation is like dating. You got to find the right thing. So same thing with like stimulating our senses. A funny story is, so I have the soundtrack that I absolutely adore. Like anytime it's on, I just get like right in the zone. So, and the same soundtrack triggers my husband to the point where he's like, oh God, honey, you have got to turn that off. Right? Because that vibrational energy is not the same wavelength that he needs.
Right.
Right. And then he has his music. When I walk in, when he's working, and I'm like, oh my God, turn this noise off. Right. Yes. But it's going to be different. So I can tell you a million things that bring me into the zone. Like, you know, like touching plants, having a bath, maybe putting certain sounds on, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So like individual people need to figure out their individual energetic stimuli. Mm. And when I say energetic, I mean, it's everything, sight, sound, smell, feel, like that sixth sense, everything. Mm. Tap into it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I had when I very first started writing, I found kind of like, okay, I have this coffee or I do this tea and I put this crystal right here and I light this candle and I sit in this chair. And then, you know, sometimes it can change too, right? Because after a while I was like, oh, something's got to give because this is not working for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like even the way, like what you look at when your desk is faced, like, you know, if you're facing the wall, try facing somewhere where it's not the wall anymore. Mm-hmm. And see if that helps. Experiment and learn.
Totally. So you talk about tapping into your authentic vibe, like finding who you are within that, you know, creative flow, that creative energy. How do you find, you know, because there's a lot of inspiration out there. There's a lot of different things. Sometimes it's like even with writing, you can be reading something or listening to something. It's kind of like, how do we, and I believe there's no new ideas out there. There's just our version of the ideas. So how do you put your flair on your creativity?
Don't force it. Like it'll, like, you know who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. And I know it's kind of like, it's that simple, but it really is that simple. Like you can admire things that people are doing and you can be really drawn to it. But that doesn't mean you can recreate the same thing, you know? And the cool thing is you don't need to. Right? Like you can be inspired and love what other people do, but what, you know, do your own version of it because nobody can do you like how you can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I love what you do, Lori. Like I, like honestly, what you put out there, and I could wake up one day and be like, you know, or somebody can wake up one day and like, Lori has created this and I'm so connected with what she does. I'm going to try to do the same thing. And if they try to imitate you, they will not be able to do it because they're not being true to themselves. Mm-hmm. But they can, you know, like kind of tap in and see like, what's my interest and what's my passion really? Like just because I love what you do, that doesn't mean my comfort level or my passion would be talking with people. You know, I may not feel the most alive talking to different people all the time on air. Like I know for me, it's holding those crystals, right? And doing that. But I think it's just like figuring it out. Like, and it's a process. It's not an easy, like, you know, it's not that simple. It's not like you can just be like, okay, like this is what I'm going to do. It's going to evolve. Allow yourself to evolve. That's another thing. Don't get stuck, like, for example, like if this is what you're doing right now and this is what you love, but be open to possibilities because it's always going to evolve. Just like me and you, like every day, you know, there's something new in the air. The world is always changing. We're always changing. I'm not the same person I was yesterday or that I will be tomorrow. So be open to the change, you know, be intuitive with who you are, get to know yourself. And that's where the magic will come from.
There's so many beautiful things about what you just said, because I think that we are so, you know, I grew up with, you figure out what you want to do for your life, and that is what you do for the rest of your life. And now we are so blessed to live in this time where we can literally be like, you know, I really enjoyed podcasting, but now I'm going to do this other thing on the internet, or this podcast led me to this, and now I'm going to try this. Like, we are so lucky that we can just change modalities like that. Obviously, I don't think it's awesome to just constantly be jumping, especially if it's, you have to create income for yourself. But if it's something that is a natural flow and you could also maybe try it as a hobby while you're bringing that other income in, we don't have to be so attached. It's like, I love the fact now that we are really accepting that us as human beings are like these walking paradoxes. And that's how we can be happiest, is knowing that we can be this and that and allow ourselves to kind of play in those two different areas. So what are some things that you're doing right now that you feel like might contradict each other, but you love it?
You stumped me there. Let's see. I think parenting and creativity is two different things. Like, I have to have structure with my kids, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that routine and everything. And in my creative world, there is no routine. Like, if, for example, if the writing isn't flowing, I'll switch to like editing. And if the editing is not, you know, and I'm so flexible in my business. But with kids, like, their routine is always, they come home from school, the dinner needs to be ready because, you know, they need to eat. They need to brush their teeth. And that needs to happen. So those two worlds are always contradicting each other, actually, for me, right? Because there's that structured mom mode. And then there's that, like, evolution, like, in, you know, progressive, constantly evolving creative world.
Oh, I love that. It's so true, because it's easy to, especially when you find that beautiful structure for your kids and your family, it's easy to get really rigid and feel like, this is what works though. I don't want to veer away from this, you know, especially to create that time for yourself.
And that's a lot of the times also, like, when I'm like, when I only have those hours, that's what I, you know, that's kind of why I needed to create the ability to tap into it, because, you know what, unfortunately, my day structure is rigid. At 9 o'clock, my workday can start. And then throughout that workday, I still need to take care of dinner. And by 4 o'clock, I'm done. Right? So that I only do have those few hours. But yeah, so those two worlds kind of battle each other out.
You know, something I just thought of that you're really amazing at that we might be able to tap some wisdom out of is when you are, because I've gotten to shoot with Liana, and honestly, it's still, those pictures are still floating around today. Like, I literally just saw one someone had posted from that black and white shot that we had with
I know the one you're talking
it's
about.
Like, seriously, that one is going to follow me everywhere. But anyway, and I love it. But you are so good with getting people to come out of their shell and really show who they authentically are in uncomfortable situations. What is something that you could share with somebody? Maybe let's see if we can take some of that wisdom that you use from behind your lens to help people maybe step into their power and feel more empowered in their life.
So for me, it's that whole nonverbal communication. The way I study myself, I study people. And I think part of it comes from the fact that I did have a language barrier. So sometimes people will be saying something and I wouldn't understand the words that are coming out of their mouth, but I would be able to make sense of what they're saying through their body language, or, like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That nonverbal communication. And I think on set, that's something that struggle in life where I had to, you know, learn the language and figure out is actually serving me really well in my creative career. And I think that's something I learned, and people, like, if I could learn it, other people can learn it as well. It's not something that that is taught in school, once again, right? It's something we develop on our own by putting ourselves in those situations. And I mean, one of the things that you can learn about people is just people watch, you know, like, go to, like, if you really want to communicate with people, go to coffee shops or airports, like if you're flying and you have time at the airport, put your laptop down, sit back and just watch people. and learn, like just put your, you know, start creating stories in your head. I do that a lot because it helps me in my creative outlet, but develop that skill that unfortunately our society does not develop for you. Like they do math, language, science.
You know, right? It's so true because even just, well, we'll take it back to shooting, but like when you would just stand there and go, no, like this is what you want to say with your body. So I actually do that a lot too for speaking and how I want to show up. I will study the speakers that I love who make me feel a certain way. And I'm like, why do they make me feel that way? It's not like they're saying anything different, but it's how they're holding their body, how they're showing up. And we can translate that through photos. We can translate that through the second we walk into a room, right? Our body and yeah. our eyes and our face speaks louder. Cause I'm still just thinking of your face. Like some of the, I remember the first time I met you, like your eyes were so bright, smile on your face, eyebrows up, like shoulders back. You were speaking like I'm welcoming, I'm warm, I'm excited before I even got to speak to you. So these are huge things that we can take into our life is just, how are they being? How are they showing up? How do you want to show up? You know, especially women who are doing what we're doing, right? It's like, how do you want to come across online? Like tap into that feeling.
Totally.
And see if you can get it into your body.
Totally. And it's an inside job. Like, you know, like I said, like our society doesn't teach us that. Like it's not part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. So it's, you kind of have to do the work on your own. And as a mom now, I'm like, you know, filling in the blanks that the education doesn't provide. And I think that has helped me tremendously as well to grow myself because I feel the responsibility to model for my kids and also to empower them with those tools that potentially they can't get anywhere else, right? Mm-hmm. So study those people and like sometimes, do you know how sometimes like you're at a restaurant or anywhere and somebody triggers you and you know, study that moment. Mm-hmm. What triggered you? Why you reacted like that? And also, what can you do not to do that to another person, right? There's so many lessons in people interaction and just people watching. And that's how you can really become efficient with time. Mm. You know, that's like a skill that like can serve you in so many ways, not just a creative outlet, but in every aspect of your life.
I think I love that. I love that so much because I use that all the time. It's like, you know, some people, I've actually had a couple of people be like, how do you get through the holidays when your family triggers you or when this person does this or, you know, with these different things in your business? And I'm like, well, if I didn't have a model for what I didn't want to do or how I didn't want to raise my children, like, and it's not like I'm going to go around sharing, oh, I got this model of what I don't want to do from this person. That's not what you do, but we have to constantly be observant and thank those moments, right? Like there's plenty of times where you're probably like, okay, well that sucked, but wow, what a great example of why I want to be a different way.
Totally. Totally. And those times will serve you. Mm. Be grateful for those moments.
Do you have anything in your life right now that you are working through, struggling with, or being triggered by, and how are you doing it?
Well, I'm always short on time, you know, like that's something that's, and also, and because I'm short on time, my patience is low, right? Mm. So having three little kids, so my kids are 6, 4, and 18 months.
Wow.
And I swear to God, they are my biggest teachers. Nothing I've done in life could have prepared me for what it is. And the responsibility, but also the overwhelming time constraint and the patience you need to have. And just like constantly learning to slow down and just like, you know, like I know this is like so cliche, stop and smell the roses, because that's what kids do. And sometimes you're like, just put your shoe on. Like my daughter, Lola, go brush your teeth in the morning. The bus will be here in 10 minutes. She's like, okay, mommy, I'm going to go brush my teeth. Up the stairs she goes. She finds a sock on the floor. She puts it on. And then she's like, oh, this looks cool on my wrist. And then she puts it on her hand. And then she goes into the room. And then she draws a picture. And then she comes downstairs. And the bus is here. I'm like, Lola, did you brush your teeth? She's like, oh, no, I forgot. The curiosity is so beautiful. And like the experimentation of what she did and what she accomplished is so beautiful. Yet my first response is, oh my God, Lola, you never do what I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just like stepping back and being patient, like That's kind of my big lesson right now. Like, and I'm talking about like big, Lori. Like, I'm being tested and learned and studied and fail and succeed and celebrate and cry when the kids leave because I failed. Like, do you know what I mean? It's been like a
Yeah.
big growing thing, and I just can't wait to be able to have the patience that I need to raise these beautiful souls. And at the same time, the shift, the growth that I'm seeing in myself is tremendous. And like one of the things that I'm also going to say, because each one of us is always working towards something, right? Like we always have goals. We're humans. We're always striving. Like otherwise that life would be so boring. But acknowledging your accomplishments, right? Like how important is that? Like we're always looking up onto this mountain we're climbing and we're always taking the steps. But when the mountain is so big, like when our dreams are so big, like they should be, sometimes it doesn't seem like we're moving fast enough or moving at all, right? So I've learned to stop and look back and celebrate, okay? Celebrate each step you've taken and how far you've come. Because sometimes I'll get so hard on myself and so disappointed after like how I'm failing. And then I pause and I look back and I can actually see how much I'm succeeding, right?
Oh, that's
Because
beautiful.
the driven individuals, they get so wrapped up at the end result and just like go, 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 go.
Wow, if you're failing a lot, it means that you are succeeding and trying a lot.
Yeah, and you're doing something, right? Like if you don't fail, that means you do nothing.
It's so
So
true.
anyways, my for those of you who are kind of in the same boat where you know like you're working on something really hard and sometimes it just doesn't feel like you're getting to where you are, every step adds up. Every step. You just keep showing up and then turn around and give yourself a high five. Like, celebrate, acknowledge, and be proud.
That's so important. And I love that you just said that because it does feel that way. It really feels like nothing is happening. And that's why you have to look, is because otherwise you're going to live this life where you feel like nothing is
Yeah.
happening
And
until
just,
you look.
yeah. And then, like, and then you're missing the whole point. Like, you don't get the satisfaction of, like, how far you've come. And that's kind of like, missing the point. Those are like such an important part of being happy and earning you happy is like, yeah. No, like, enjoying the process, striving, but also acknowledging, like, where you are and how far you've come.
Wow, equally important for sure. So tell me about your, because I could talk to you all day and I just looked up at the clock. So I need to know more about your jewelry right now because it's really exciting for me. Because I am obviously get to wear your jewelry. And it's also so much fun for me to watch you creatively. And I love your brand. I love what you're coming out with now. I think it's so impactful. I think what you're doing is really making us be more intentional. And it's so great because we, as humans, we love the physical things, right? We love to be able to attach our intention or reminders to physical things. And that's what your jewelry really is all about. So what are you kind of creating right now? And what is your direction that you want to go with in your business?
So my brand is called Rocking Vibe, and it's all about rocks and vibration. I work with raw crystals, but I make them into more contemporary pieces. So my idea is, basically, I've always been into crystals, but a lot of times when I needed my crystals the most, I couldn't wear them outside of my bra, right? Because everything was so bohemian. So I created the jewelry for that entrepreneur who is changing the world in heels and lipstick. And then she gets to bring her crystal jewelry with her and kind of like connect with the material world in a mindful manner and have that piece of the source with her everywhere she goes when she's in that concrete jungle on the 12th floor, surrounded by buildings. She still knows how limitless she is, where she comes from, how we're all connected, how impactful she is, and what she's doing. And she's looking stylish while doing that. So that's my vision. My vision is to keep creating these beautiful pieces that speak for themselves on their own, just as a fashion statement, yet they bring that mindful connection to the material world where you feel when you put it on that there's a reason why you're here. You're one of a kind. Nobody can do the job you're here to do. You matter on so many levels. and you are connected. So I source my crystals from about 12 different places around the world. And, you know, some crystals come from Russia, some come from Egypt, China, India, whatever it is, just knowing that, like, you're part of that source. You're part of this giant organism called Earth, and we're all affected by the things we do.
Well, I was just going to ask you, but you kind of answered it, but I'll have you summarize it again. If you had one message that you could put on a billboard and it was all that you could leave behind, what would it say?
Rock your vibe.
I love
that. Right?
We
are
so true.
All unique. We all have our own DNA. Even twins are irreproducible. There's nobody else and ever will be that is you, okay? So you stay true to yourself. Figure it out. Be the best version of yourself. Leave the world a better place. I can say a million other things, but at the end of the day, to summarize it, is rock your vibe.
I love that. And Leanna, I just want to take a minute before I have people be able to follow you and find you, just to acknowledge you, because I have to tell you, even just talking to you, I was a little bit tired this morning or this afternoon, and your energy alone, you remind me that we have the power to amplify and elevate and breathe life into other people. So I want to acknowledge you for the work that you do, because you're doing that not only just by how you show up, but with the things that you're creating. You've always shown up that way, and it's powerful just to set that intention and show up. So thank you so much, not only for this amazing conversation that I know is going to impact so many women, but for your bravery in following your soul and just going for it, because it's so incredibly inspiring. So where can we find you? Where can we follow you? How can we look at all of your awesome crystals?
Oh, Lori, first of all, you saying that just makes everything I do, like, it just makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. And I know that, like, that this is my calling, but thank you for saying that. Like, you know, just hearing you say that is like makes my soul smile.
You know, well, what I mean? We all need to say it to each other more often,
like,
right?
I can feel you. We're like a country away in different times. I can literally feel the vibes you're sending me. So thank you for saying that. So you can follow my jewelry line at Rocking Vibe on both Instagram and Facebook. I mean, the jewelry and the whole brand is a reflection of who I am. I post personal things on there as well, some of my family, some of my thoughts. So, you know, I'd love for you guys to connect and follow me on there and sort of get to know me and sort of see what it is that I'm creating and be part of my journey. So I welcome everybody.
So amazing. And we're going to end on one last question, per usual. So you are in an elevator and it's only like a 30-second ride and a stranger's in there with you, and they look over at you and ask you, how can I make myself happy? What do you say?
Choose it, commit to it, and love yourself.
So amazing. Leanna, thank you so much. And you guys, if you loved this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with your friends. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.